Southeast's regional native corporation will get another shot at land it wants in the Tongass National Forest. Two members of Alaska's congressional delegation say they will reintroduce Sea Alaska land selections legislation this year. The corporation says the bill would stimulate the region's economy, but environmental groups continue to worry about expanded logging. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has this report.
Sea Alaska has already obtained several hundred thousand acres of land through the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Much of that is timberland and has been logged. While the forests are growing back, they're not yet ready for harvest, so the corporation wants to use its remaining claim rights to expand its timber base, especially on Prince of Wales Island. It also wants to take possession of a number of sacred sites and other properties, some of which could be developed. Jaylene Kukesh-Arujo is Sea Alaska's general counsel.
We look at this as the most important economic stimulus package for Southeast Alaska. For us, it allows Sea Alaska to maintain a sustainable economic development program in the region and for our shareholders.
The corporation could select more land without congressional action, but it would be restricted to boundaries set under the Claims Act, and it says those remaining choices are controversial or of little value. That's why it's seeking legislation to expand its options. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced a measure last year, but it died when Congress adjourned. She says she'll bring it up again this session.
I do believe that this bill is still needed to complete the equities owed to Sea Alaska that we simply have not resolved to date.
Murkowski's bill was an updated version of legislation introduced by Congressman Don Young the year before. It addressed some concerns raised by communities and organizations. Those included subsistence and recreational access to land Sea Alaska would take over from the U.S. Forest Service. The senator says she's received more suggestions about further changes, and some may be incorporated in this year's version.
We're still trying to address some of the specific selection concerns, particularly on northern Prince of Wales Island, but I really appreciate the input that we have received from so many different quarters. It's been important to us as we've tried to craft something that we believe will be fair and will be equitable.
Young's office says he will also reintroduce legislation, most likely incorporating Murkowski's changes. Sea Alaska officials have said the legislation is important to continue timber sales and diversify its operations. Kukesh-Arujo says the corporation would like to see Murkowski's bill from last year reintroduced.
We haven't proposed any changes since the last Congress, but we, of course, have continued to remain open to community concerns and issues regarding the legislation. We are still in communication with her office to address any continuing or ongoing concerns.
The corporation has also begun briefing Senator Mark Begich's office and hopes for his support as well. Tongass logging is a nationwide hot-button issue. Some environmental groups, such as the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, have criticized the legislation as opening up too much of the forest for development. Eleanor Huffines of the Wilderness Society says her group supports a solution, but not one that gives up too much.
I think that there's a new interest both nationally and in the region to resolve some of the long-standing conflicts over old growth logging in the Tongass, and I think there's been really positive momentum working through a number of venues. So, you know, certainly we'll be looking for applying new good conservation science to protect the most biological and ecological and social cultural areas on the Tongass while moving forward with a diverse array of economic opportunities.
A proposed compromise in the ongoing battle over Tongass logging and conservation includes Sea Alaska. The rough plan, from members of the Tongass Futures Roundtable, supports a selection of about 70,000 acres, but it's unclear whether the plan will move forward or whether any legislation will make it through the new Congress. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.